Next month, the Chippewa Federation will meet with the Environmental Protection Agency to urge them to stop mining activity by Gogebic Taconite. They want federal regulators to decide if the proposed open-pit iron ore mine in the ceded territory of the Pinokies would cause irreparable harm to the watershed and Lake Superior. Perennial candidate Gary Cawther of Poplar doesn't like that idea.
Let's put some people to work, and all I'm seeing when they talk about the EPA stepping in and more regulation, this and that, is delay tactics.
Park Falls Mayor Tom Ratzlaff also doesn't want the EPA to invoke a section of the Clean Water Act that would suspend mining activity.
I would not be in favor of that. I think you let the process go forward, as it should, in all fairness to everyone. But I think you let the science come out to say what needs to be done. And that process is ongoing.
Ratzlaff says the state and feds should work together. But State Representative Janet Bewley of Ashland says new state mining rules make that impossible.
I'm recalling hearing many of the people who were in support of the legislation when it came to the relaxation of wetland standards. Don't worry. The DNR and the EPA are going to be able to do their jobs. And yet I'm hearing the people sitting at the table with me saying they wouldn't want the EPA to do its job.
The winner of that primary faces Republican Dane Deutsch of Rice Lake. The seat is open because Senator Bob Jauch is retiring. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, NC